This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge and accumulated through natural lifestyle. Addressing a gathering at the convocation of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai, President Murmu said that by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. She said that the complete development of the country is possible only when there is an active participation of tribal people in the development process. During the ceremony, President Murmu awarded gold medals to 7 students. Chhattisgarh Governor Raman Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Maharashtra, filing of nomination papers is underway for the single-phase assembly polls in the state. Candidates of several parties have filed their nominations. The Congress and the Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray have announced the second list. The Congress has fielded former Maharashtra Minister Vasant Furke from Ralegaon, Anuja Kedar from Savner, Dilip Bansod from Arjuni Moregaon, Kailash Gorantail from Jalna and Ganesh Yadav from Sion Koliwara, among others. The Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has nominated Anil Gote from Dhule, Rupali Patil from Hingoli, Ajay Chaudhary from Shivdi and Manoj Jamsutkar from Baikula, among others. The deadline to file nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is 29th of October. Polling is scheduled for the 20th of November and counting is set to take place on the 23rd of November. In Jharkhand, the filing of nominations ended yesterday for the first phase of Assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw the nominations till the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand has been held in two phases. Voting for the second place will take place on the 20th of November. In Odisha, the rehabilitation and restoration works in the severe cyclone-affected regions of coastal districts are in full swing. The severe cyclone Dana has made landfall in the intervening night of last Thursday and Friday between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra and Odisha coast. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has said the cyclonic system is now diminished to a well-marked low-pressure area in the northern parts of Odisha. It is expected to weaken further and become negligible within the next 12 hours. The rainfall is expected to persist in various parts of the state, influenced by the cyclonic system. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, South Kerala and Lakshadweep today. The weather agency has also forecast light to moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms and lightning, likely over Puducherry, Karaikal and Mahe today. The IMD added that no significant weather change is expected over the rest of the country. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index, AQI, of 235 in the national capital this afternoon. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune this afternoon. With this victory, the visitors have won the three-match series. Chasing a target of 359 runs set by New Zealand, India were all out for 245 in the second innings on day three. In the first innings, the visitors had scored 259 runs, while India were all out for 156 runs. The visitors scored 255 runs in the second innings. New Zealand had won the first test match in Bengaluru by 8 wickets. Manika Batra has made table tennis history as she becomes the first Indian to qualify for quarterfinals of the WTT Champions event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.